In this bulletin, Black Lives Matter protesters gather across Australia and around the world. The Deputy Prime Minister says Chinese advice to tourists not to visit Australia is based on false information. And in the US, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell admits the organisation was wrong for not letting players peacefully protest. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Protesters in Sydney have taken part in a Black Lives Matter protest after the New South Wales Court of Appeal overturned an earlier legal ruling declaring the protest unlawful because of COVID-19 restrictions. Thousands gathered to express their solidarity with the US protests over the killing of George Floyd and also to call for an end to Aboriginal deaths in police custody. Aboriginal activist Maria Clegg says it's disappointing the police commissioner sought to stop the protest from proceeding.
It's not really our protesters that need to be influenced to be safe. It's the police that need to be influenced to be safe. And I think that's really the point that this whole protest and this whole movement is about and what is going on in the world right now, is that the police are the ones that don't keep things safe for us. They kill us. Okay, and we've had enough. We will be safe, and we really would like the cops to work with us with that.
Thousands gathered in Brisbane's King George Square despite COVID-19 restrictions, limiting groups to 20 people in public spaces. Protesters chanted the name of an Aboriginal man who died in police custody in the North Queensland community of Palm Island in 2004, resulting in riots. Thousands have also poured into the heart of Melbourne for a Black Lives Matter rally. At the Victorian Parliament, Wurundjeri leaders led tributes for the 432 Indigenous Australians who have died in police custody since 1991.
That's one every single month for 29 years. No one has ever been held accountable. Aboriginal lives matter. Black Lives Matter!
Victoria Police have warned rally organisers could be fined $1,651 because of COVID-19 restrictions, and that fines could also be issued to individuals. Meanwhile, rallies have been held around the world in a wave of outrage at the death of George Floyd and racism against minorities in their own nations. In Germany, more than 10,000 people gathered in Frankfurt and Hamburg. In London's Trafalgar Square, dozens took to one knee in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. 21-year-old law firm worker Ada Offa says it's been emotionally difficult communicating why the issue is so important.
There are a lot of uncomfortable conversations that people have been avoiding because it's unpleasant, it's not fun, and it can create tension, whether that's in your family or with your friends or in your workplace. But there are conversations that need to be had if we want to avoid things like this happening in the future.
And back home, Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormick has urged international tourists to visit Australia when the borders are reopened, rejecting warnings from China's government that travellers face racist attacks in Australia. China's Ministry of Culture and Tourism has advised the public to avoid travelling to Australia, citing racial discrimination and violence against Chinese people in connection with the COVID-19 pandemic. Mr. McCormick says suggestions of a rise in racist incidents are based on false information.
There hasn't been a wave of outbreaks of violence against Chinese people. I don't know why this has been stated. I don't know. I don't know what was in the thinking of the organisation or the person who made the statement, but all I can say is the statement is not true.
And in the United States, National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell says the league made mistakes in not listening to players protesting over police brutality against African Americans. The NFL has been locked in an ongoing debate with players over kneeling protests during the national anthem before the start of games. A practice popularised by quarterback Colin Kaepernick in 2016 to protest racial injustice and police brutality. Just hours after US President Donald Trump renewed his call for an end to kneeling protests during the national anthem, Mr. Goodell says the league plans to support peaceful protests from players in the future.
We, the National Football League, admit we were wrong for not listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you and want to be part of the much-needed change in this country.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. In Perth, morning shower 221, Adelaide, partly cloudy 14, Melbourne, shower 213, Hobart, partly cloudy 12, also cloudy in Canberra 12, Wollongong, shower 216, Sydney, late showers 17, Newcastle, late shower 218, Brisbane, partly cloudy 23, Cairns, possible shower 27, and Darwin, sunny 32. This is SBS News.